Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm not.
What can I assist you with today?
Well, I may need to, LaShonda. I'm not sure after we get through talking. Here's the current question. This is not it, but how are you today?
I'm fabulous, and yourself? Thanks for asking.
All right, you say you're fabulous. I can understand. I relate. Anyway, I am a resident of Alabama, and I'm about to travel to Chicago. The question is Alabama still an orange state? Because if so, then we'll have to get tested prior entering the state of Illinois 72 hours prior to departure. So I don't see updated information that's indicating yes today, because I know the ordinance was from January to March 5th to stay at home, right?
Okay.
So I just need to know if we need to get tested before going in. I know at first I thought we had to get tested before we before we got on the airplane, but that's not the case. So going from Alabama to Chicago, just need to know if we need to get tested, if we're required to get tested.
I'm not sure if you're required to get tested, but if you give me a zip code, I can give you testing sites.
Testing sites for us here?
For the COVID-19 in Alabama.
I think one is Urgent Care Trustful. This 35126 zip code.
You said 35126.
Yes.
Thank you. So I don't have information for that one.
I don't have.
You don't have any? Oh, you don't?
Not under that address. I mean that zip code.
Let me see. What's that zip code? Hold on. Do you need me? You don't know. Okay, I'm looking for urgent. I just pulled up that number. It's in Trustful, and that zip code is 35, I'm sorry. It's taking a long time to give it to me. 35235.
Thank you. So, yes, they have the American Family Care there, and that's off of Trustful. They have MedHelp there, and that's at 5915. Chalkville, Montana Road in Trustville. And I can give you their number if you'll like.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. You use paper towels for that. This is for your nose, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see them. I see the MedHelp. Okay, cool. I see that. Now, are we still in Orange State? Are we still in the danger zone, so to speak? Alabama. That's what I need to know.
I don't have any information on that, but you could go onto our website at the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
See, I'm on that, and it says that Alabama is under an amended Safer at Home order, but that was effective January 22nd through March the 5th. Mm-hmm. But since then, there has not been an update. Wait a minute. Alabama will be under amended Safer at Home until April the 5th. So I guess my question is, what does that mean? Are we orange or no longer orange? Are we now yellow?
I'm not sure.
Is that a valid question?
That is a valid question, but I'm not sure. I don't have an answer, unfortunately. I only have answers about testing sites near you. What does it
okay. mean? Do you know how, well, let me see. I guess I'll just keep Googling and digging deeper and deeper and deeper. Because if I don't have to get my nose jabbed, I ain't getting my nose jabbed. Mm-mm.
I get that. I totally understand. They say it's painful, but, you know, I'm not sure. I haven't had one.
I'm not sure either. My daughter had it done, and my coworkers had it done. And my coworker experienced vagus bleeding.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Bleeding. And I've had several people to say that bleeding was accommodated with the, was following the nose swabbing.
Oh, wow. So I haven't heard of that. That's something else.
Yeah, that's new for you, isn't it crazy?
Yes, yes. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know this is fourth block. It's lunchtime. What's a whatchamacallit? Hey, a substitute. Let the substitute know you're here. See what's required first and then come back. Okay? If you need a note, come back and get one. I apologize for the interruption. Forgive me.
That's okay. That's okay. No worries. No worries. So, okay, so that's the only information that I have, unfortunately, and I hope that that'd be able to help you.
No, it doesn't. Take that with you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a suggestion since you're you're inquiring about what the state is doing. Maybe try calling Governor Ivey and see if maybe her office has any information if we're still in the orange. That's just a suggestion for you. Since you're really that concerned. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, who better would know but the governor on what's
that,
going on, if we're orange state or
true.
Not. I mean, I don't know if we are.
That's
we're
true.
Orange or yellow.
Because we don't know. I know we're still under amended, but where does that put us?
Right.
So,
what exactly does that mean?
Yes. So I know that we have some sites that have been updated since November 2020. Some since February, in Chicago is since February, and in Chicago is saying you're traveling from an orange state, do you need a negative test, blah, blah. Now, my cousin, who lives there, just got married, and she had her ceremony, and no, she didn't. I don't know what they did. They went to Florida. and Miami, Florida was an orange state.
Oh, wow.
They were a hot spot. She said they didn't have any problems. They came back to Chicago and they had no issues. And I'm
wow.
So it's different for different places too,
as you see. So I really don't have any.
And then too, I don't want us to go through a line and then they said, "Where's your documentation?"
Right. So you kind of want to be, ahead of the game, right?
Yes.
I understand.
Okay.
All right. Well, try that maybe. Maybe that'll work.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Say that again.
I said, hopefully any of the information that I've given you, hopefully something will work for you.
You have. Thank you. By telling me about the governor's office, yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm about to call. Look, I used to have her business card before she became governor.
Go figure. She seems to be quite a personable person.
She is. I met her personally, spoke with her personally. This was years ago. This is probably, this was well over 10 years ago. And so when she became governor, I was like, wow, I know her.
Right, personally.
I know her. they talk to so many different people, you know.
Correct.
But anyway, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. I pray you have a wonderful day and stay safe.
And thank you, and you stay safe as well. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.